Howard Kay's leaflet dropped through my door early last week and is the first of the three major parties' communication to arrive. There are no fewer than two statements apparently written by the candidate on the first inside page and on the back, but neither of them say much about the candidate himself. It tells us that Kay has worked in both public and private sectors for 35 years. It is only on further investigation of his campaign website that we learn that Kay has been a train driver for this time, and it's the era of British Rail which accounts for his public sector claim. I do wonder if this is intentional. The socio-economic makeup of the constituency doesn't suggest, to me, it might be sympathetic to someone in this line of work. With this knowledge of Kay's background, a little more light is shed on why the leaflet includes a small section on transport. In it, it is asserted that the current rail franchise system is flawed and suggests that there is a solution. Given that large parts of the constituency rely heavily on London commuters, this seems like a good point to raise. However, it's interesting to note that there's no mention of what the solution is. I wonder if explicitly talking about bringing railways back into public ownership was considered to be a little too left-wing for this particular seat, or if, in fact, this is not the alternative being hinted at. The rest of the leaflet covers national issues relating to NHS, housing, energy and tuition fees. While this election seems to be heavily focused on the NHS, the other issues here seem to have come up less frequently in the national debates. I wonder if these policies were specifically chosen as ones which reflect the interests of the local population, or if they're simply a way of the National Party pushing a few more fringe issues onto the agenda. Kay's website fills in the gaps relating to the candidate himself, and there are some very pretty pictures, but it's lacking in policy substance. The section on the constituency is interesting, but not helpful. Based on this, I find it hard to believe that the campaign is really being run locally, and not just a showpiece in a minister's seat for the National Party. Judging by previous results, and if the current polls are to be believed, the Labour Party have no chance of winning in South West Surrey. Yet it seems, in Kay, Labour present a credible candidate. He lives locally and has a background in political campaigning through his involvement with his union. That said, given the constituency, his strong traditional Labour background might work against him. The election communication received so far also feels a little bit lacklustre. There is little about the candidate himself, and few policies outlined which do not seem to be dictated by the party nationally. Kay's website is much more informative about the candidate himself, although very thin on policy. Perhaps it's resignation that there's not much chance for Labour victory in South West Surrey, which leads to a lack of real substance in Kay's campaign.